packed around the corner. Jigsaw at the 400 metres, had them cluttered up from Darsander Mill and Vivian three wide. Then Vianello behind them from Sharp Response, and then Ton of Grit and Do Sir from Kentucky Lemonade. 200 to go. Jigsaw the leader by a length, Vivian. Then Darsander Mill, Ton of Grit getting out from Sharp Response, and Do Sir making up ground. But Jigsaw, Zara shows at the whip and race clear. And Jigsaw is going to come clear with good acceleration and won it by about two lengths. Seconds of photo, Sharp.
Black odds available yesterday morning through the official betting yesterday. $1.90 to $1.65 for Jigsaw. Mark Zara took luck out of the equation, and trainer Cindy Alderson joins us this morning. Congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you, Warren.
From a punting point of view, it seemed to be a painless watch. What was it like from a trainer's point of view?
It was a satisfying watch, and obviously it's nice to have him come back in the form that he showed us, in last preparation. Obviously against different horses that he hasn't met before, and I thought that was quite a nice little field. I'm not a big field, but certainly some horses in there that have shown some talent, and I was pleased to see him show that bit of acceleration at the end and put a gap on, which was really exciting.
What feedback did Mark Zara give you post-race?
I think Mark's just a little bit, surprised by how well the horse behaves at the races, and I just left the stable actually down, so giving him a peck and a swim, and he's so fresh and about the place, I feel like he needs to go to the races again. But Mark said that he was such a professional, and it was the thing he took away from the horse. He said, I've trialled him, and he was quite up and about at the trial, he said, but once he was at the races, he said he cantered around to the barriers, he walked around the mounting yard really well, he said he stood in there, didn't move his foot, and he jumped out and did, basically was push button and did everything that he wanted him to do, which he thinks is going to stand him in good stead, so that was a positive feedback from Mark.
We haven't seen him lead in all of his races. He's generally been handy enough. What would be an ideal racing style from your point of view going forward?
Well, I think, and Mark concurs with this, I think the fact that he's got good barrier speed and he's got a high cruising speed and he doesn't overdo it when he's there means that you've got plenty of options. And certainly when you're out of the ruck and you're forward in a race, you're taking luck out of the equation as long as you're not overdoing it. So that's something I wouldn't be looking at changing. But I spoke to Mark about that yesterday because I'm always a little bit wary when a horse becomes a bit one-dimensional and just leads all the time. But he was of the opinion that the horse is pretty much bomb-proof in that respect, that you ride him wherever he's comfortable, wherever he's happy, and you let whoever else in the race work out where they want to go. If they want to work hard and go forward, they can. If they're not, he can take it up and still let down, So that's a really big positive for a horse like him, I think.
He's in early for a horse who's going to turn three in a month or so. Are there any short-term targets for him, still being a colt?
Oh, look, there's a little race. I mean, he is in early, but every year, probably this is the year it's not going to happen, you find you get behind the eight ball, not so much with the racing, but, tracks and trials and counters and things like that, that late month of July and that. So I always find that we're behind the eight ball with the weather that we get in Victoria. So I just thought I'd try and overcome that a little bit by being in a bit earlier, and the fact that he had a long break and hadn't gone anywhere after the Blue Diamond. So that was what was behind it, and also to maybe give him a bit more experience, not, in the top level in strong races. I just wanted to give him that the opportunity to get a bit more confidence again and see him do what he did yesterday. So that's part of the reason. He's not scheduled to race again at the moment until the 31st of July, but like I just said before, he's so well, I don't know if we can hold him on to him for that long.
Well, he's come through it well. The Stewards Report has Verin Skova pulling up with a degree of lameness after having a pretty torrid run throughout the race in the following race. How's she this morning?
Yeah, look, she's not too bad. I mean, she obviously felt the run a lot more than him because his bowl was clean and hers had a few, grains, and both of them are good eaters. So you can tell she's obviously felt the effects of the run. She was a bit sore near hind, and if you have a look in the race, I don't know whether it was her or what was contributing to it, but it was a pretty roughly run race for her, and she's something collected her behind. I can't remember the name of the horse that collected her, but I saw her shift sideways. So I'm not an expert, but the lady that looks over our horse's chiropractor, she'll be in on Monday and she'll check her out. But she's a big horse mare, she's a big frame, long stride, and those horses tend to have more issues with muscle tears and so forth. So I would imagine, without knowing, she's done something to her near hind quarter.
There was a word of warning from you during the week with her being a relatively short price favourite that mentally you weren't too sure whether she was quite prepared for the rise in grade following that victory at Sale. So was what happened yesterday a surprise to you in terms of her not dominating the race?
Not so much that. I mean, it was a little bit uglier than I anticipated. If I thought it was going to be that ugly, I probably would have scratched. But look, she, I think the problem with her is she's a bit sort of big and cumbersome. I think eventually she's going to need blinkers on. I was surprised she wanted to run away from the field as much as she did. A track like Caulfield can expose your weaknesses, and it certainly exposed hers, and being wide, and it was just a messy race. So, I don't think anyone could predict that. I think if I had my time over again and I knew it was going to be that messy and she was going to get into that much trouble, yeah, I possibly would have waited. But, you can't be lamenting what decision you made. You've got to just go forward.
No, you can't, Cindy, and you're doing a terrific job with your team, and looking forward to seeing Jigsaw when he does step out again, and fingers crossed that all is right with Verenskova so we can see her at the races again and overlap with the ownership. So some highs and lows experienced within about 35 minutes on course yesterday, Cindy.
Yeah, that's pretty typical of racing, isn't it? Anyway, thank you, Warren.
Thanks, Cindy. Cindy Alderson there, training Jigsaw to win the first, and fingers crossed, Verenskova's okay following that torrid run at Caulfield yesterday. It's just gone 9 o'clock. Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney to join me after this.